It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
If you've been watching the news at all recently, you would have seen that there are Thai boys from a soccer team that have been caught up in a cave.
If you are a living, breathing person, you would have heard about this story.
Yeah, we did speak about it yesterday as well. So basically, here's what happened so far for those who missed it. The 23rd of June is when the 12 boys and their soccer coach were reported missing inside the Tham Luang cave.
Well done, Claire.
Thank you. Now, the rescue mission began the next day. So this rescue mission has been going on since the 24th of June, which is a pretty long time. They tried to enter the cave.
17 days. Yeah. 18 days, yeah.
And they tried to enter the cave to begin the search, but there was a lot of problems. There's a lot of twists and turns in this cave. There was more rain, and they get quite monsoonal rain over in Thailand.
Hectic.
And so it's been pushing the kids and the soccer coach further and further into the cave. So now there was yesterday all 12 boys plus their soccer coach. Four of them were rescued and taken to hospital. Now this morning we've woken up and another four have been rescued again.
It is scary because I woke up this morning just hoping for good news, and then I heard on the radio on the way in, and it was very positive news.
Now, look, we have lots of caves here in Australia. If you've ever been to a beach, you can probably find a cave pretty much everywhere. And you may be wondering, why is this cave any different? Well, this cave has many twists and turns. It has one section that is literally the width of three Mars bars, that's what they need to get through.
I love that unit of measurement. Everyone knows how long a Mars bar
is. Well, that's it.
Work it out.
And so
that involves getting the tank off and everything, doesn't
it? Yeah, you've got to take everything off. Not only that, but these waters are muddy. They're dirty. You can't see through them.
Sharp. Yeah. Sharp edges everywhere.
Absolutely. And this water's so muddy and so, what's the word for non-translucent?
Oh, murky.
Yeah, murky. Yeah. That even if you looked at your watch in the water, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah.
So, and it makes it hard for the divers to see their tanks and everything else.
And it would be scary for some young boys who have never dived before.
Absolutely. They've never swum.
I'd be wetting my dacks.
Yeah, absolutely. So these Thai Navy SEALs entered the cave and found ways to get medical supplies and food and everything else to the kids. And that was about, 2 weeks ago. Now 18 divers have entered the cave. They've rescued the first four. They've rescued the next four, which means there are five remaining. There are four boys and the coach.
Mm.
Now, initial report said that they rescued the strongest boys first, but apparently that was incorrect.
Yeah.
Apparently they rescued some of the weaker boys. Now, they have had food and water while they were in there, but it would have been only rations. So it wouldn't have been great. And there are reports that apparently when the kids came out, the first four kids, all they asked for was holy basil stir fry rice, which apparently is a very popular Thai dish.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. There are still health concerns, though, for the kids.
Yep.
So they're worried about hypothermia, of course. You know, they've been in a cave with nothing but their soccer gear and some of those silver blankets, the heat ones.
Not sure what they're called.
And also something called, I don't know what it's called actually. It's an airborne lung infection, which is caused by bat and bird droppings.
True. There'd be heaps of bats in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so they're worried about both. Apparently the kids have been taken to isolation at this point.
Yeah, cool.
Just in case they do have some sort of disease.
Precaution.
Yeah. And I don't know, but there's no update yet as to when the divers are going to go back in to rescue the last five boys. Well, boy and poison.
Yesterday, it was supposed to happen within a certain time frame, but it kept getting pushed back. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But they ended up doing it, late last night or late afternoon yesterday.
Yes.
So I wonder how it's going to unfold today, if that's going to get pushed back even further, or are they going to get it sorted straight away? Are they going to take four boys and then leave the coach over there overnight?
Well, this is it. They're not sure if they can do all the rest of the boys and the coach in one trip because there's five.
Did ask a good question. Why only four? Is that the, I don't know, why only four?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure why four at a time is the only way they can do it. It may be to do with the oxygen in their tanks and how much they can use.
Mm.
Not sure.
Better than three.
Yeah, at least they're getting the kids out.
I would hate to be the parents of the ones of the kids that are still stuck in there.
No, you know the worst part is the hospital and the authorities are not telling any of the parents which boys have been rescued.
Oh, you know what? I don't see that as a bad thing.
Yeah, so all the parents are still in the dark as to which kids are where.
Well, that would be bad if you saw parents with their kids rescued running off to the hospital to see their kids.
Yeah.
Still waiting there for yours.
So at this stage, everything seems pretty good. Other than possibility of some airborne viruses. Other than that, all the kids seem to be in okay condition.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
If you missed it.
Nolsey.
Yeah. Good old Nolsey. We love him here.
I think the top two stories of this week have been Ty Kidd stuck in the cave.
Yes.
Nolsey throwing some expletives at the crowd.
Now, he was recently at, what was it? Was it a festival?
It was Duck Creek Races, just up north, a few hours north.
Okay.
And just a nice concert. He was doing the right thing, having a good time. But then someone threw a full can at him. And apparently it wasn't the first time during the night that someone had thrown stuff at him, objects at him.
Right.
And
this is kind of the audio of what happened after they threw this can. Here it is.
Senator Frank, yeah, you, whoever threw that, come up here. Yeah, come on, have the balls to come up here and I'll meet you over there. I'll meet you, yeah, go on then, that f***ing in the tie. Look around, everyone look around.
That's you. Come on, pretty boy.
You're a f***ing maggot. Yeah, have some f***ing balls to come up here instead of throwing some from there. Come on, cheap shot. Hey, who says he should come up? Get round and shame that f***. Shame that mother right there. Private school, stupid mother.
There's a little bit of swearing there.
Now, believe it or not, it gets worse.
It does get worse. That was the gentle bit of it.
He ends up involving people's mothers and people's girlfriends, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I can't believe he threatens private school kids because I am one. So,
about that. Okay.
For a few years, boarding school.
Right.
But we managed to catch up with Ben, who we believe was actually at the concert. We got
so
in touch
Ben,
with him.
I believe you were at this festival. Is that correct?
Yes.
The old Duck Creek races.
Mm.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Every year I go with my brother, so his missus is from down there. So,
awesome.
So what was it like to be there when all of this was happening? Was it as intense as the video looks?
Oh, look, I mean, it wasn't that intense, to be honest. It's quite funny. You can hear people laughing in the crowd. So, yeah, I mean, probably shouldn't have said some things, but, yeah, I think the bloke was, people were throwing stuff through the night, so, you know, it got a bit out of hand.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Nolsey because it's happened obviously before. It's actually traumatised him and hurt another one of his co-workers previously. But obviously he probably pushed the limits. Was he a bit out of touch with some of the things he said at the end?
Oh, look, I mean, if you've got someone throwing a green demon at your head, then
yeah.
I think he'd get a bit annoyed, you know? I mean, yeah, he probably went off like a bucket of prawns in the sun when he shouldn't have, but yeah, I guess it was all right.
So after all this happened, obviously when you see the video, you only see a certain part of everything. Did it all calm down after this, or was it still a bit rife for the rest of the night?
Look, it was still pretty rife, but, I mean, I think everyone was put in their place, you know. So, I mean, after there was a couple of scruffs, but, look, I don't think he did anything wrong because, I mean, if you saw the bloke, you know, he had a face like a drop pie anyway, so...
Well, Ben, the real question here is, are you still a Nolsey fan?
I love Nolsey.
Okay, good. Well, that's all that matters.
Right after, he smashed out horses. He's a bloody ripper.
Did you do Dale Braithwaite horses after this happened?
Yeah, well.
Okay, he's an icon, and it's all fair enough.
Ben, thanks for joining us.
So no worries. Thank you.
Cheers, Ben. So we can kind of, thanks, Ben, we can kind of justify what Nolsey's reaction was to a certain extent. He probably pushed the limits, though.
He probably pushed the limits a little.
He did apologise.
Yeah.
He has apologised on his Facebook page, saying that he was completely rattled and he deeply regrets what he said to some things. But this day and age, you probably shouldn't be saying stuff that he was saying because it was almost sexist and sexual assault level.
Yeah.
It was.
On a positive note, though, his wife's pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Well, how timing is that? New Idea or Today Weekly, whatever it is. Just had the feature that he's now having another kid.
Yeah. So
that is shocking timing.
Positive note out of all this is that he's got a new little bub on the way.
Oh, my
gosh. Congrats, Nolsey.
Nolsey, go into hiding for a bit, I think, maybe.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
Claire, school holidays. It's finally kicked off.
Yeah, I know,
and
right?
And it is the winter one.
Yes.
Which means a lot more time spent inside and usually spent in front of the television, let's be honest.
Yeah, probably. I mean, parents are either working or, you know, school holidays, they can't go outside. Of course, they're just going to lump the kids in front of the TV.
It's cold and wet here.
Yes.
It is. But lucky we've got Jamie Jones on the line, the co-founder of The Kids Coach. How are you, Jamie?
Very well, thanks, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hey, mate, can you share with us some tips on getting, you know, the kids away from the television for the whole of the school holidays?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, because the screen rate goes up by a whopping 40% over their school holidays.
What?
So hopefully these little... Oh, no, it's crazy,
insane.
Right?
Well, you can understand why, with parents being busy, and obviously some parents are still at work and things like that. Or if they're looking for a bit of time out, you know, if the kid wakes up at 7 and go to bed at 7, that's 12 hours they need to fill up, right?
Yeah, true.
But we just need, screens can be used, but we just want to be used in a balanced manner. So, you know, if it's raining outside, so what? Take the kids outside and get in, chuck the umbrella up, get the raincoat on and go get wet for 10, 15 minutes. The kids all love that.
Absolutely. So,
that's true.
There's nothing wrong with getting a little bit wet. I mean, that's, everyone's trying to keep them all perfectly, you know, pristine, clean and things like that. Absolutely. That's, kids will make memories with you. You'll be the cool parent that went outside and got muddy with them.
Exactly. Now, Jamie, though, for those who don't necessarily want to go outside, it's too cold or whatever else, is there stuff we can do indoors?
Yeah, for sure. One of my little favourite games is play musical bobs or musical statues, you know, crank up the tunes or even have a little dance off. Crank up the tunes and they can move around inside, and that kills 10, 15, 20 minutes as well.
Oh, okay. Need to do. Just listen to us.
Four or five songs. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. More or less, they could do an actual workout inside. So everyone can do push-ups and squats and jumps and run in the house and roll around. So, you know, as parents, they could lead by example and actually do a little workout with the kids inside.
Mm.
Or you could just make your kids do some workouts and walk away.
Yeah, if you set them up, the kids would love that little activity, a little obstacle course around the house. Why not? If you don't mind them jumping on your couches, that is.
But you know what? I think as a kid, that was something that I used to do in the school holidays. You create these obstacle courses. Like, my parents would just give me cardboard boxes and stuff and be like, go for it. And it was so much fun.
Absolutely.
For sure. And that's what it's all about, is creating those moments in the holidays. The kids aren't passed on, you know, the materialistic side of things. They just want to have fun and make memories and have you involved with them as well.
Exactly right. Could not agree with you more, Jamie. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Jamie. And we'll make sure we get the message out there loud and clear.
Yeah. Get the kids active. Get them moving.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Let them do it. Let them get dirty.
I think we need to take some of your tips too and do it ourselves.
I think we'll
put it into motion ourselves. Jamie Jones from the Kids Coach, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
There is a new foundation that's about to hit the market. Well, I think it has just hit the market.
Very exciting.
And I'm not talking about, you know, house foundations.
No, just a different sort of concrete.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. So I know you don't know much about makeup.
No, I know that eyeliner is eyeliner.
You've learned that, yes.
And mascara is mascara.
Good work. Good work.
Eyeliner goes on the top and mascara goes underneath.
Yes.
Oh my God, really? That was 50-50. I got it right.
Wait, hang on. I wasn't fully listening. Eyeliner what?
Goes on the top and mascara goes underneath.
No.
Oh, was it the other way around?
No.
Oh, what?
They both go on your eyelid.
Okay, move on.
I mean, mascara technically goes on the bottom lashes if you want to put it there, but...
I was just trying to sound smart. I really didn't know what
Okay, well, foundation. Do you know much about that?
That goes all over your face.
Yes.
Boom.
Good work.
It's blush. No.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, just you take this story, Claire.
So foundation is... Okay, so for instance, we got a photo shoot done not that long ago, and Sam, they put something on your face that burnt your eyes.
Oh, BB cream.
BB cream.
Oh, that is the bane of my existence now. The bane of my existence.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So you may know that BB cream went all over your face. Foundation is the same thing.
Is BB cream foundation?
It's a type of foundation in a way, yes. So have you heard of Lush?
No.
Lush is a vegan, no packaging kind of beauty store / bath store.
Okay.
So they originally started off with like bath bombs and shower gels, and they do cakes of shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, wait, edible?
No.
No.
Cakes as in like almost like a soap cake. So it's like soap.
Like a bar.
Bar. There
Why do they call it cake?
It's called a cake.
Why do they call it cake? That is so heavy.
Yeah, it's called
cake. They shouldn't be allowed to call it cake.
Called cake or soap.
No, cake is edible.
Well, don't eat this stuff. Trust me, it'll probably taste gross.
Call it a bar. It's a bar of soap.
Okay. Well, the that bar of soap.
That just puts the word cake into a different category it should not belong in.
The bar of soap they do is for shampoo and conditioner and all sorts of bits and pieces. But they've just released a brand new foundation. And this is new for Lush. They've never released, I guess, makeup before.
Okay.
And Lush is very much about no waste.
Mm.
So most of your products won't come in any type of packaging.
Oh, really?
And if it does, it's normally metal container, which you have to buy separately.
Yeah.
Or it's some paper that it's wrapped in.
So it's reusable stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. So this new foundation is a solid foundation, as they call it. It's in the shape of like half an egg.
Oh.
And there's like a little black bit. Don't know what it's made of. I'm assuming some sort of wax that you can hold onto. And then the other half of it is just a foundation that you can run over your face. So it's a solid stick. But the best part is it's vegan friendly. It has no product wrapping. And it's all natural.
If it's got no product wrapping, then how does it not get dirty while it just waits in the store to be picked up?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Found a crack.
See, and this is the thing. Maybe they wrap it in paper, but they have a tendency of just leaving their stuff out.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. None of it's wrapped when you walk in store.
So hang on. Can I get this just clear? This is a big deal?
This is a big deal.
Okay.
It's vegan. It's all natural. There's no real harmful chemicals or anything as such. They use all organic stuff. You know,
It's breathable, it says.
Yeah, there you go. It's breathable. Now, this slapstick, it's 30 grams, apparently.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 30 grand. Like $30,000.
No. It's 30 grams, but it is sold for $26.95.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is pretty expensive.
It's a dollar a gram.
But in saying that.
That is more expensive than other substances.
But in saying that, my foundation cost me $58 for what? 30 mils.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if mils and grams equal out. That's the thing. That's the hard part about weighing it rather than mils.
Especially.
It looks very small.
Oh, gosh. We shouldn't be getting into like science-y chat either.
Because why?
We don't know what we're talking about.
No, not at all. Why? What were you going to get into?
Well, the difference between mils and grams.
Yeah, see, I have no idea. I don't think that. I was about to say, I don't think there's a formula, but I'm sure there probably is.
I used to think 1 mil was a drop. So people had those little eyedroppers and would just drop each time and get to 600 mils. This was when I was like six, all right. Yes.
So you thought 16, they had to you thought they had to do a dropper 600 times to get to 600 mils.
And then when you're talking litres of paint, it's just a whole nother story.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
And Glenn joins us this morning to tell us all the latest Tech Tuesday goss. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How about you?
Very well.
Good. Now, Glenn, big news. There is a new type of phone case out.
Yeah, so we've seen and stocked many cases for smartphones and tablets, but we've never seen one like this.
Ooh.
A new inventive case has been developed in Germany that's been dubbed the mobile airbag.
Love it.
Special sensors detect when this phone is in free fall, and the case then deploys springy spider-like legs from its corners. These curved legs soften the impact of the fall and make it less likely for the fragile screen to hit the ground. So the new case isn't available yet, but it is expected to launch on Kickstarter in the next few weeks.
It's pretty cool.
It's also going to stop people from throwing their phones around.
Save people hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Great case.
Have you got some tips for us with Apple TV?
Yeah, so this week we thought we'd share some Apple TV tips. We love the Apple TV, and on the newer models you can use the Siri remote to make it even easier to enjoy your favourite shows and movies. So tip number one, the Apple TV will automatically turn itself off after a certain period, but you can quickly put it to sleep by holding down the home button and selecting sleep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that was a good one. Another one, when you're typing an email address or password using the remote, you can easily delete a character by using the play pause button, which is much quicker than swiping all the way across on the on-screen keyboard to get to the backspace key.
That is an absolute pet hate of mine.
Yeah, so is mine. So I thought this was a great one. We'll post these and more handy tips for the Apple TV on our Facebook page later this morning.
Awesome. And what is happening at Leading Edge Computers in Griffith this week, Glenn?
So this week, with the school holidays, we have some great specials on products that help make travelling easier.
Perfect.
We have 20% off all our power banks. So these are like a portable battery, so you can charge your phone or tablet on the go. That's 20% off all the power banks this week.
Right.
We also have 20% off all Sprout-branded USB car chargers. So these are the ones that plug into the cigarette lighter sockets, so you can charge your devices on your road trip.
Perfect.
So for these and more great tech accessories for travelling, come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Glenn. And we will chat to yourself or Tegan next week.
Possibly Tegan.
Okay.
You've done a good job, Glenn.
Thank you, guys.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.